Okay. Go ahead. What'd you say?
So he's been giving me shit about the Truly, Steve, but I'm pretty sure you were drinking Angry Orchard last week, man, or am I mistaken?
The fuck you gotta get Angry Orchard?
That's the same thing my wife drinks, man. Good on you. Same thing my wife drinks.
Oh, he fucking kicked. Okay. Okay. Cool. Hey, fuck you. I just bought a new guy. I just bought a case of them bitches. I'm trying to admit that shit.
Oh, man. The next thing you, you were giving them shit about the, you're giving them shit about the Truly, and all of a sudden, this motherfucker hits you with the, in fairness, Danny was like,
thank you, Danny.
Was like, Steve's drinking Angry Orchards. That's girly as fuck. Ray, it's all good, bro. It's all good. Just
can you guys see me?
Yeah, we can see you and we can hear you.
We can see you and we can hear you. So
yeah, I
just remember that when you take your dick pics.
We can see you, damn.
And if you are, tell me so I can zoom in. So I can help you out.
You took the joke right out of my mouth, Richie.
And we are recording already because
why the fuck was that in your mouth?
What?
Took the words out of my mouth.
Mm-mm.
What do you say, Steve? All Diddy? What?
All Diddy all day.
He should have said no Diddy.
Yeah, Ray, Steve was about to make fun of Jeremy about his Trulies, but then Danny pointed out that he's drinking Angry Orchard. And I don't know who tucked their dick in further, Jeremy or Steve. So
mine comes out the other side, man.
No, it doesn't. Steve, you little 2 1/4.
Steve's is technically beer still.
That's a cider.
But still, oh, there you go.
Okay.
Salute. Ray, you can't see us, but we're cheering.
Oh.
Cheers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are we're doing a special thing today. Steve exactly. Looks like a black ninja. And Ray is going to be our host. The host with the most problems at the moment.
If y'all did not know this, I picked up a few warrants in this past week, so I can't show my face. So that way they don't know what I look like.
Because they can't look at the previous weeks.
Hey, the previous weeks don't matter. Hey, this shit like GTA, brother.
Hey, his daughter's school security guard looking for him. That's why.
Hey, look here.
Making it sound like it's the FBI. It's the motherfucking school security that's looking for him. Oh, shit. All right, Ray. So talk to us, man. What do you got lined up for us today?
All right. We're going to do some fact or fiction. I got like 6 things here.
Fact or fiction, but what does that entail?
Basically, like Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb will play in week 1. We say fact or fiction, and then you guys do a little explanation if you want. It's kind of like that. All 6 questions. These should be decent.
Okay. All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Wait, first off, I want with that in mind, Danny is asking if we can do a fact or fiction. Is drinking Angry Orchard a little girly?
Back. I don't even have to go on about that. Back.
Hey, Daniela.
What?
You gonna have to see me in the front yard tell me some shit like that. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
You're stupid ass.
Hey, so check this out. Angry Orchard is with the other beer in the fucking freezer, in the cooler at the stores. Truly is with the seltzer water. They almost forget to ask you your fucking ID when you buy it.
Okay, so two things.
I still get one.
Yeah, we're old as fuck, so they don't card us. That's probably why. Two, they are with the beer. I mean,
yeah.
I don't. I've seen them with the beer. I'm just.
The women's department.
So that's a fiction. We're already starting with that shit. And the question was, is it girly?
No.
I
say
fiction. I have the right to say look, it's girly as hell.
Look. Okay, you make a good point that as a girl, but the only as
she not the average girl. Fuck out of here.
No, she won't. She'll go shot for shot with us. Trust me, she can hang way better than Ray, than Jeremy can. But
hey, she picks standing up better than you do. Fuck out of here.
Yes, she does. Fuck.
Dude, you just called Jeremy a bitch.
Well,
no, I call Rich a bitch.
That's my point that as a certified bitch, Jeremy, you would know. So is Angry
damn straight.
Cherish your card.
Well, there you go.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, did you just wipe your scalp and then your mouth?
What?
I got it. It's different. It's a handkerchief. So I get on one side of my beard. I'm not wiping my mouth.
You call the bandana a handkerchief. Yeah, you're a bitch. Sir,
it is a handkerchief.
All right, Ray, let's start with the real one. Mike. Before this motherfucker starts calling some other shit, dumb shit, let's go.
All right, the first one. We're talking about Steve's favorite player in the NFL now.
Uh-oh.
Caleb Williams will have a C.J. Stroud kind of year and get the Bears to the playoffs.
Fiction for me.
Nah, I told y'all YouTube said I couldn't talk about this motherfucker no more.
No, we talking. Put on your little fucking ninja costume and suck it up. Let's go. DJ Stroud. I'm not going to out stats, but I'm still going to go with fiction. I think that's false. The Bears do not have... First off, the Bears don't have the talent that the
Houston Whoa. Have. Whoa.
Who do they got?
You got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Romo Dozek.
The fuck? All I heard was washed up, haven't done shit, and
Keenan Allen ain't doing shit? Keenan Allen just went off a third.
Who's done shit? DJ Moore, maybe? Keenan Allen can't stay fucking healthy. I'm just saying. Keenan Allen can't stay healthy. Who else did you
He make? Also got...
I already forgot. That's how many nobodies they got. I already forgot.
Romo Dunze from the Washington Huskies. You still got Gerald Everett. You still got Cole Kmet.
Did you just say Gerald Everett? That man has been on more teams than fucking...
he was with the Hawks and did nothing.
Dude, he hasn't done shit. Wasn't he with the Rams? Then he went to Hawks, then went back to the Rams. Then, I mean, I'm sure I missed too, another wasn't? Fucking... Huh?
He's with the Chargers.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so that my opinion is they don't have the firepower like C.J. Stroud did. And not only that, but C.J. Stroud, he had a hell of a season, man. I don't think Caleb Williams is gonna do that. Also, I'm looking at the division. Hey,
yeah,
NFC North is stacked. Let's be real. You know, the Vikings finally got legit, letting Kirk Cousins go. So they're actually gonna.
Whoa. hold on. Time out. That let me know you ain't been paying attention. Do you not know who they starting quarterback is?
Doesn't matter. It's not Kirk Cousins.
It's Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
It's still not Kirk Cousins.
But
it's Sam Darnold.
It's still not Kirk Cousins.
It's Sam
Darnold. And they drafted J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, so whatever. Fuck the Vikings. You're talking about the Packers and the Lions, all right?
There we go.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's four games right there that he's going to have to go up against really tough fucking teams. They ain't doing shit. It's the Bears. They always – I know we play them, so that's another tough team. I think they play the NFC West. That's all tough teams right there. I mean, well, it's tough.
One team.
Yeah, you're right. One team. My bad. I'll take that back.
Fuck you guys.
But no, I don't think he will have a CJ Stroud season. I mean, he could have a decent season as a rookie, but it's the fucking Bears, man. Their dysfunction alone is gonna mess up his season. That's all.
Let me ask you a question. What was CJ Stroud's stats for this last season? Do you have those handy?
I stopped looking for it. All right, hold on.
I got a point to make after I hear these stats.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I got a feeling we got the same point. But go ahead. Okay.
All right. So CJ Stroud had a 23-5 touchdown interception season with 100.8 rating and 4,100 yards.
Okay. So if I remember correctly, the Bears have never had a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns or 4,000 yards in a season.
Thank you for making my point.
So I'm going fiction. I'm not arguing with you. I'm going fiction.
That's really good.
I think that trend continues.
You read that correctly because that's exactly where I was going.
But see, the thing about it is, though, I didn't even have to bring out like actual stats. It's the fucking Bears. They're gonna do what Bears do. They're dysfunctional.
And shit in the woods.
Dysfunctional. He's gonna be all lonely in his own freaking locker room, painting his nails. He's not gonna know what to do.
Putting lip gloss on.
Shit.
Well, yeah, they have the Bears. They have the Bears overall.
Hey,
are we gonna say?
Hold on. Shout out to Caleb Williams. He got the first ever jersey dress on sale now in NFL shops.
Game day edition.
Oh man!
Shout out. Pretty soon they'll be game worn.
Hey, I wonder if he wears his jock strap backwards.
Ray, what do you think? Fact or fiction?
It's gotta be fiction, man.
We're talking about the dress or Caleb?
Both. No, wait, hold on. No, he'll wear a dress for sure.
Oh shit! I thought we were talking about the jockstrap all backwards.
I have no clue anymore. But no, they have the Bears over under at 8.5 wins. I'd have to take the under on that because I don't see much from him.
Let me check their opponents for this year because I don't even have to check it. No, I take the under on that. That's like I said. That's four.
Is the schedule out yet?
No.
Wednesday.
They have like who they're gonna play. They're not. It's just not the schedule. Like,
oh, okay.
Like I know the Lions are gonna play in Santa Clara, and
that's right.
Yeah, Steve, if he wants to come, but he said nah. Off air, he said.
Because
nah.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling that game is going to be either Week One Sunday night. Or Monday night.
No, that won't be week.
No, well, the thing about it is, I heard a rumor, and I don't know how true this is, that they wanna do the first Sunday night game, Niners and Bears, because they wanna showcase Caleb Williams, you know, because they got that whole like, you know, proud to be in the NFL, you know.
Showcase Caleb Williams against one of the best defenses in the NFL. That makes sense.
I mean,
watching it rock.
I want to see him get his ass whooped. But no, I heard a rumor about that. I'm like, why would they do that? Like, I mean, sure, I'll take it. Fuck it, I would love to see that. I want to see that shit in prime time. But that doesn't. I mean, maybe they want
to. Yeah, last time y'all saw the Bears Week One, y'all lost. Temper that.
Yeah, it was also like fucking monsooning and shit, and you know,
it didn't matter.
You guys lost like 6-3.
It's a hit and miss.
19-10.
Oh, okay, I was close.
Yeah, it's a hit and miss. Because then the year before that, we whooped the shit out of the Lions in their stadium for week one.
Yeah, no, 41-38. Try me. I mean, 41-33. Try me.
It was garbage points at the end. We were up 41 to something. And then
hey, you were never up 41. You were never up 41.
Calm down, Dallas Prescott or Dak Prescott.
Dallas Prescott. It ain't wrong.
Hey, you got one more. That's all I'm going to tell you. You got one more.
You want when you're going to put your little ninja outfit back on and pout?
Nah. I'm going to turn this bitch into that Netflix Tom Brady special all over again.
Dude, I started watching that. Holy shit.
All right, so what's the next one, Ray?
All right, our second favorite player to talk about. Dakota Rain Prescott and Mike McCarthy will not be back in Dallas after this year.
Fact. Actually, oh, I don't know, because now you got to take into account both.
Yeah, can you split it?
No, you can't split it. It's
fiction.
I don't know.
I think fact. If they do another season like they did, I think they'll just say fuck it and they'll have to let him go. Like, I mean, I think the only reason that McCarthy got stuck around this year, or not stuck around but got held, is because too many people were telling Jerry Jones that he needs to get rid of him. And, you know, it's Jerry Jones. He's going to do what the fuck he wants to do. I'm doing this my way.
It's also last year of their contracts, too.
So there you go. And Rain, isn't his, like, contract up soon or no?
This is last year.
That's why I'm saying fiction. Rain will be there. McCarthy will not.
I agree with Steve.
A bunch of crap.
I think they'll both be gone. I think they're done.
I mean,
especially if there's a rumor that's trying to trade his ass to the Raiders.
Oh God!
Isn't that what you said, Steve?
So I did see that on CBSSports.com.
Okay. So,
but I heard. I ain't heard nothing else from it.
No. I'm just saying, if there is a rumor out there and it actually came out in one of like the big networks, there's got to be something to it.
Where
there's smoke, there's fire. All right.
But typically, once the shit get out in the media, it broke down.
That might be Prescott's agent trying to start.
Well, yeah, because they listen to Idiots with Mike Idiots with Mike podcast, and they were like, yo. We're over here about to give him a second round pick when they said we can get him for a bag of peanuts.
I have to agree with Steve. I think Prescott will be here if McCarthy's gone.
I think they'll both be gone.
Unfortunately.
Hey, Rich. You shouldn't start drinking until after we get on here.
Why? I'm not being the host today. It's great. I could be my dumbass self without having to.
I think what sucks the most is I don't think McCarthy is terrible. Prescott, he just folds under pressure, man. How are you going to put it on the head coach?
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I can't stand. Yeah, a player can't win the big game, and yet you're going to fire the coach, bring that piece of trash back? Come on.
Well, and that's where I think both of them are going to be gone, because I think – I don't know. I feel like McCarthy's not.
I can see that too.
But he's also a guy who couldn't win multiple ones with Aaron Rodgers, and I think Aaron Rodgers could have won a lot of them, given a better.
Aaron Rodgers, a choke artist. We said that he had Matt LaFleur, and he still choked. His defense held jaw. His defense held y'all to 6 points.
Yeah, but
he only scored 10 and he threw a pick six.
Yeah, but it's also
it doesn't matter. He's a choke artist. He threw five interceptions against the Seahawks that year that they won the Super Bowl. In the fucking championship game. He is a choke artist.
Yeah, but
I'm not putting that on McCarthy.
Defense was fucking great that year, so
you're
one of the best ever.
Huh?
That wasn't that year they weren't one of the best ever.
2014, we shot most of the members of the Legion of Boom. We were a damn good defense.
You said most. Hey, that wasn't the best ever.
You shouldn't fucking drink before the show starts, all right?
Sorry, the year before was the best defense ever. My apologies.
That year. Was Brandon Browner laughing? No. Earl Thomas started.
He's in jail, man. He's in prison.
Earl Thomas started running trains with his brother, and nah, it was over with. It was over with. Fuck all that. Nah. You ain't hear about that? Earl Thomas.
I heard about that.
Yeah. But nah, seriously though, like, Aaron Rodgers is a choke artist.
Well, I mean,
he is what Peyton Manning used to be. Remember, Peyton Manning was the greatest quarterback in regular season, got to the playoffs and choked. Aaron Rodgers did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you, Steve. I don't want you to.
You ain't got a choice.
I don't want your orchards to get angry.
Yeah, with my angry apple drinking ass. You ain't got a choice, motherfucker.
Don't want to offend nobody. Hey. So I'll give it to you.
Number two.
What we got next?
All right, next one. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he'll play all year and the Jets will get to the playoffs.
False.
Fiction. Yeah, that's fiction.
I don't even know. You need to expand on it. It's fiction.
Just the Jets making the playoffs is fiction, period.
That's what I was going to say.
Just the Jets by themselves making it to the fucking playoffs is fiction. Now, that's not even taking into account that Aaron Rodgers would play a whole season. Right. They won't make the Jets. It's the Jets.
They're going to have to win a division. They're going to have to win a division.
Three teams in the AFC North can make the playoffs right off the bat.
I got a bold prediction right now. My bold prediction is spots number 5, 6, and 7 in the AFC playoff in the AFC playoff seeding will go to AFC North teams. They will be the first. They will be the first division in the history of the sport to send a whole division to the playoffs.
Hey, Steve, I just want to congratulate you and just jinxing the Browns season for them before it even starts.
Shit. Nope. shit.
You know, in the world out there, somebody that mojo just fucking said,
damn it.
For real, hold my beer. Watch the Browns take the season.
Hey, no, I'm not jinxing shit. And here's another bold prediction: the Browns go win the division.
Well, let's see if Deshaun can be healthy first.
And take that to the bank. That number one defense, they're going to win the division. Period.
If they win,
I see what Baltimore did. I see what Baltimore did. I see what Cincinnati did. I see what Pittsburgh did. Cleveland went in the division.
Pittsburgh sucks, but Baltimore, I think that's Lamar's first season playing healthy the whole year, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
That could be true.
Joe Burrow has a wrist injury that I guess is nobody's ever seen before. But if he can't get that snap on his wrist, there's no telling how he's gonna be able to throw.
Bold prediction here, and maybe just a little hater, because I don't really care for the Bengals. But to me, Joe, maybe I'm very wrong with this, but
seems don't to me like Joe Burrow is
very meh. I think it's because from Ohio State, that's why.
So no. And as much as Buckeye fans want to take credit for this,
he's from LA.
Biggest Buckeye fan here. He graduated from Ohio State. He played football at LSU. We cannot take credit for him. as much as Buckeye fans want to. He's a Tiger.
But he's very
SEC player.
Like, he just does – I don't know. I think it's because of the injuries. I think
it's he's not me.
And because I seriously find Cincinnati football very fucking boring.
I
watch it even when the Niners have played them, and I'm just like, oh shit, like okay, but it's just boring, and I can't fucking watch them. I don't know.
So I live in a town that's basically split between Browns, Bengals, Steelers, and Cowboys. Don't ask me how.
Fucking Cowboys.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a ton.
Don't ask me how. Now, with that being said.
Not real football fan.
That's got to be the game of community.
Not. Liquid. I'm not.
Liquid.
No, I'm in Columbus.
I'm talking about the
gay
community up in Cleveland.
Oh, shit.
That's Lakewood, man.
Hey, don't bring up.
And one of us. And one of us used to live in Lakewood.
Hey, don't bring up Lakewood to Steve. It's fucking bringing back memories of a gay cop.
One of us used to live in Lakewood. Anyway, Joe Burrow is. He tore his ACL as a rookie.
Yeah.
Came back, took his team to the Super Bowl. You're looking at a kid that's never had a training camp, never played more than 3 preseason snaps in his career.
That's right.
And yet he does it. Now, with that being said, his offensive line is one of the worst offensive lines in the fucking game. And he still makes it happen. So he's not meh.
Well, he had
he's to not meh.
Meh.
Hey, I got him and Patrick Mahomes neck and neck.
Oh, see, that what the fuck?
Because Patrick Mahomes has a whole team plus Andy Reid.
Hey, that bullshit Angry Orchard is getting to your head, man.
Nah, that may be the patrol.
Holmes has that arm.
It also may be the patrol. Hey, don't forget. Head-to-head, Pat Mahomes versus Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's only lost one.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, in all the years they played.
How many rings?
Yeah, how many rings? Because at the end of it all, it's all about the ring.
That's all. You're right. And if it wasn't for Aaron Donald, Joe Burrow would have a ring.
Steve,
because let's face it, Jalen Ramsey was told
plenty of times before. Oh, he got left at the altar. Patrick Mahomes said no. Oh no, it wasn't Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady, huh? Oh shit, it was Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Nah.
Oh, nah. You're gonna put him with Pat Mahomes? Get the fuck out of here, man. Your logic is
nah, so
at this point.
So he didn't get left at the altar. Talent wise, he is. He didn't get left at the altar.
Burrow couldn't hold Mahomes' jockstrap right now, right? Get the fuck
so
out of here.
So it's different. Burrow didn't get left at the altar. He did not.
No, because you just said it.
They were about to say I do it. Motherfuckers came in and shot that bitch up. That's different. That's different.
Oh, okay, we shot it up, huh?
You see what I'm saying? Somebody shot Aaron Donald shot that bitch up. Because remember, Jalen Ramsey was burnt on the outside. Against Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase was wide open, just him in the motherfucking end zone. He was about to get it to him, and they was about to win that. Aaron Donald timed that snap count. And when he timed that snap count, that motherfucker took two steps, put Joe Burrow on his goddamn back.
I don't know. All I heard was Joe Burrow couldn't score more points than the Rams. That's it. That's all I heard.
Man. Hey. What you heard is that the Rams most recently won a Super Bowl, you know, more recently than y'all. That's what you heard. Yes, it does.
Congratulations.
Y'all not the real darlings of the NFC West. That's what you heard. That's what you didn't want to hear.
That's fine. I don't matter. All I know is that the last person we beat in the NFC was you. Yep, that's it. Doesn't matter if we're the big dogs in the NFC West. In the NFC, we're the big dogs.
All right, Ray, what do you got for us next, bro?
Thank you. This motherfucker flew all the way out to goddamn Vegas just to gamble and goddamn get embarrassed. Fuck out of here.
I didn't fly. I live here.
I said the 49ers.
Oh.
I said the 49ers.
I don't even think they flew. Fuck, they could have just taken a bus. Not that far away.
Fucking Uber.
Yeah, they took an Uber.
All right, speaking of the NFC, the NFC South will have a 10-game winner this year.
shit.
I'm saying fiction on that one, man.
Yeah, fiction. For sure.
Wait, no, you just say fact. You keep saying Kirk Cousins is going to fucking win MVP and take him to the Super Bowl.
Who, me?
Yeah, you, Hussie.
That was hand in fist, man. They are not winning the fucking Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins.
He's trying to put
There was sarcasm with that comment that I texted you, man. You couldn't read the sarcasm.
No.
You can't read sarcasm in text messages.
No, you can't.
Well, Steve can't read, period.
Damn. God damn.
I don't need to.
So here's my question. If someone from the NFC South was going to have 10 wins, who would it be? I think the Bucs would have the best chance.
Baker Mayfield? No. I'm giving it to the Falcons. And yeah, I'm calling it fact. The Falcons will win 10 games this year.
I mean, hey, I mean, they do have 6 games that are very easy, right? So I'm kind of with Steve on this. As much as I would like to make fun of him and say no, that it's fiction, it could be fact because they can pull another 4 wins out of their ass. And, I mean, yeah, you always got to
play. Let's face it. Carolina, playing against Carolina, that's an easy 2 wins.
Yeah.
They're going to take one. They're going to take at least 4-1 from New Orleans. They're going to take at least 1 from the Saints. I mean, from the Buccaneers. I mean, let's be real about it. 10 wins, they have the talent on offense to put up points. They got Drake London. They got Kyle Pitts. Darnell Mooney is fast. I love Bijan Robinson.
Yeah. No, you know what? You're right. I'm going to call fact.
So you think they're going to go 4-2 in their division?
Maybe 5-1.
All right. So let's say 5-1. They play, let's see, out of the NFC South, they play the Broncos, Raiders, Vikings.
Oh, fuck. They play the Broncos and the Raiders? That's 2 wins right there.
That's 2 wins right there.
They play the AFC West.
Chargers.
Depending on when they get the Chiefs, they can beat the Chiefs. Right.
The Chiefs. I feel like they really overlook like the shitty teams because the Chiefs will
play, no.
The Chiefs will lose to like the shittiest fucking team for no reason.
Remember, Andy Reid doesn't play anybody in the fucking preseason. Why you think I can call it? We got them week one. We beat them because Pat Mahomes was rusty and there was a lot of drops.
Yeah.
So depending on when you get them, you can get them.
And you know, Steve, I do have to say that game against the Chiefs was one of the best games of the season last year.
And the Chargers, I mean,
it was a fun game, man. I enjoyed it.
The Chargers are a toss-up because you never know what the fuck you're going to get out of them.
Yeah.
They got Jim Harbaugh. Stop the run, you're good.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Stop the run, you're good.
They got the
That's easier said than done. The Harbaugh, so.
NFC East, too. So they got the Eagles,
they got Cowboys. They got the NFC East. Yeah, the Cowboys is a toss-up. Then you got Washington actually low-key stacked up, though. Like,
Washington is stacked up every fucking year and don't do nothing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And on top of that, they started a rookie.
I thought about that a little bit longer, and I was like, yeah, you're right.
And then you got the Giants. And then on top of that, you got the Giants. Daniel Jones. Move on.
Who?
Daniel Jones is their starting quarterback. That's right. Who?
Let's see. Then they have the Seahawks, and they have the Steelers.
I don't like that, man. Every time we play the Falcons, it always seems like they come back and they beat us. We'll be leading until the fourth quarter, and then they come back, man.
We actually have that same problem, too. Whenever the Niners – every time I think about it, the Niners play the Falcons, like, for some dumbass reason, we lose.
Yeah.
They could be the shitty – they were literally the shittiest team the last time we played them, and they came into our house and beat the fuck out of us. Like – yeah,
like right. I loved watching us play the Eagles. I knew that was a win.
not to mention that the Falcons also got the fucking Vikings. Kirk Cousins going back up against the Minnesota Vikings.
Watch that be a primetime game.
Just as long as they ain't primetime, I was gonna say, just don't let it be primetime game, and they'll do all right.
Yeah. Primetime Kirk Chan, but Matt Nate Kirk is a motherfucker.
So. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead with fact. I think the Falcons will actually be the team that gets 10 plus wins. And then
I'm going to say fiction, man. I think they get 9.
I'm going 9.
We got to split on that one. All right. What else you got, Ray?
All right. Well, we talked about the Chargers. Jimmy Harbaugh is going to get the Chargers to the playoffs.
Fact.
Oh.
I'm going to say fiction.
With what?
Because, first, they have to win the division if they want to get in. They're not beating the Chiefs. And you got a stacked-ass fucking AFC. They're not getting in.
No.
They're not getting in. You got a stacked AFC. Even though the Bills just like traded away the whole fucking team, you still got to deal with the Bills who are going to make it. You got the Ravens, you got the whole AFC North that can get in, except the Browns because Steve jinxed them. But
not to mention the AFC South. The AFC South, you still got the Colts. The Colts are going to do numbers with Anthony Richardson.
Houston's going to be in there. No,
that should be healthy.
That's a fiction. If I've ever heard one, because no, they would literally have to win the AFC West to get in. And you know what though? Harbaugh has to
play. Stranger things have happened.
Anything can happen.
I gotta say fiction.
I gotta say fiction.
I gotta write fiction. Because
I've got nothing to back up my fact. I just think Harbaugh comes in, gets them into the playoffs.
Oh, I have a lot to back up my fiction because
who's Herbert throwing to?
Don't sleep on Jerry Rice's son.
Yeah, I mean that's good pedigree, but
got to prove himself first.
Yeah.
Listen, he does have to prove himself. But I'm going fiction because I'm not backing off of what I said earlier. The whole AFC North getting into the playoffs. I can't back off of it.
I'm going to be dying if the playoffs come around and Browns get left out and the Chargers go in.
And no, and only one team from the North makes it.
I will fucking cry.
I would die and I would look at Steve and be like, you did this.
Like you did.
Well, what do we got next? How many more we got left?
I think this is the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now the NFL, you know, like the cash in on viewership and shit like that. Playing on Christmas Day will become an NFL tradition.
Back.
Yeah, facts.
They're making too much money off of it, man. I mean,
did you see
what was it, Wednesday last year? And I mean, they pulled in record numbers.
No, it's Wednesday.
It was it Wednesday.
Wednesday this year. You're right. You're right.
It wasn't. Yeah, I was about to say, nah. I'm gonna go. Christmas was a Monday, I believe, this year. This past year, anyway.
That's right. That's right. Monday. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a leap year this year, so it's a Wednesday.
So I'm gonna go fiction. Basketball forever owns the Christmas Day.
And that's how it should be. The NFL has Thanksgiving. Leave Christmas Day alone.
And not only that, it's a Wednesday. Everybody has too many mixed moving parts on Christmas because you got to go to everybody's family's house.
Yeah,
I'm trying to look up the.
Here's the
on Christmas. Yeah, we played Baltimore. That was the game.
Woo! Doors blown. We can both agree on that. Baltimore whooped our asses.
Oh, they
beat yours them. And mine.
They did. I'm not gonna lie. They did.
Yeah.
The NFL. I guess they want to try having Christmas Day games on Netflix. They want $50 million per game. There's supposed to be two games this year, and from what I'm looking at, they had the Browns and Bengals, and the Niners and Packers.
So, Steve, I heard you mention about how the NBA holds that Christmas Day tradition of NBA games.
Richie, before you read this, can I take a guess that the NFL blew it out of the water on Christmas Day?
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Let me get to it. So, Steve, you say that's a tradition. The biggest game on Christmas Day of last year was the Celtics and the Lakers. They brought in the most viewership. Would you like to take a guess of how much? Of how many people viewed that game?
What, 12 million?
If less, that. Not even double digits.
Okay.
They had 5 million people view it. All right.
Okay.
Would you like to guess? And it wasn't even the Niners and Baltimore game with the most viewership. It was Philadelphia and New York Giants that had the most viewers. Would you like to take a guess at how many people watched that game?
That probably was 15 million.
29 million viewers.
Okay. So now you're looking at that game.
If we're going with how greedy the NFL is, I think they found something there. Then the Niner game, which, yes, as Steve, what the hell?
What?
What was that noise?
My dog whining. He needs to go out.
Then fucking go out. Anyway.
So I get that, but I said tradition for one. And for two, it's a Monday night game. So, you know, people already plan to watch Monday night games.
Yeah, but.
And then you got the 49ers. You also got the Giants and the Eagles with two of the biggest fan bases in the country. I'm not saying that they – I didn't say that they fell on their face. I just said that the NBA owns Christmas.
They
have Christmas.
Well, no, that's true, and that's fine, because I've always seen NBA on Christmas Day. But you had – because the Niner Ravens game had 27.1 million viewers. So – When the NFL looks at this and they're like, well, fuck, we got a little honeypot right there. Why? Fuck that. Why is it just got to be the NBA? So what's up?
You want to know? The first game of the day was the Chiefs and Raiders, I believe. They drew in 29.48 million. They peaked at, I just saw it, like 37 million.
Shit, my bad. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even see there was a third game. It was the Raiders. Yeah. 29.2 million. Just above that one. So I mean, come on now. Yeah. I'm gonna go with fact just for the simple reason that the NFL's fucking they're greedy. That's way too many viewers for them not to watch. Come on.
Well, 100 million for Netflix is like nothing at this point.
But I just can't see it.
Yeah, I guess it depends on when
it's gonna have to because they're gonna bring it back. I'll tell you that. They're doing
So you're gonna have a team play Sunday.
No. Well, they'll do
and then
it.
Turn around and play Wednesday.
They're doing it this year.
If you're playing Wednesday on Christmas Day, you'll probably play either the Thursday before or that Saturday before.
They're doing it this year because that's the reason why this schedule got delayed. It was supposed to come out last week, but it got delayed because they can't come to terms on who's playing on the holidays. There was speculation, and I don't know. I heard this shit from NFL Network. I can't even remember who. On NFL Network, they specifically said that the Cowboys were left out of the Thanksgiving game. That Jerry Jones blew a fucking gasket. And this is why it's being delayed. Because Jerry Jones don't give a fuck. He wanted both holidays. And they gave him one of the Christmas ones. The Niners, it was going to be, from what I heard, it was going to be the Niners Cowboys in Santa Clara on Christmas Day. And that was, I'm pretty sure that's going to blow fucking viewership like crazy. You know,
absolutely.
That's
two of the not, You're not touching Thanksgiving Day.
But that's what I mean. That's what I mean. That's why I heard that because it was kind of big that Jerry Jones blew his fucking gasket because they wanted he asked for the Christmas game and they only gave him the Christmas game. And they left him out of the Thanksgiving game and that he fucking said, hell no. So that's why it was delayed. So there will be Christmas games this year. All right, man. Well, shout out to our viewers. We have one in Germany now. We have another one in Belgium. Like, hey, man, we're growing. Shout out to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day for those that are with us and those that aren't here anymore. Shout out to all of you guys. It was a good show. I know we went off the rails again, like we always do, but hey.
Who's at the end?
If you say that, you got to leave some of the shit in. We just got to figure out.
Yeah, good job.
What the fuck can get left in.
Again, thank you all for joining us. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, to all the mamas. Danny, I'm going to take her out right now. We're going to go eat. We're going to go celebrate with her, you know. Let's end it here. Damn, there's an echo, and I just heard it. How long has that echo been going?
Oh, it's been at the whole show. It's Steve's phone again, but it's not. It hasn't been bad.
I got new headphones. Fuck off.
Why is it got to be Steve's phone, man?
Because it's always Steve's phone.
Man.
Mute Steve real quick. See if it goes away.
Anyway. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate the fans. Appreciate whoever listens to this. I hope y'all get some comedic relief. Fuck you, Steve.
Like, thank you, Kevin Germany.
Kept saying, fuck you, Tom. Fuck you, Steve. I know, Ray, you can't see me, but fuck you, too.
Fuck all you guys.
But everybody, have a good weekend. Have a good night. And let's go get drunk some more, huh?
We'll see y'all next week.
We're about to.
Anyway. I mean, the way the Cavs are playing, I'm about to get plastered.
Well, we're about to go eat fucking sushi, so I seriously doubt I'm going to drink and get drunk.
You're about to be on the shitter the whole night.
I'm fucking be like, fucking, it's all you can eat, too, so. Fuck.
Somebody going out of beer this night.
Fucking game.
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say?
You're all yawning and shit. I'm like, Rain ain't gonna make the game.
He's done after this, bro.
All right, Ray, since you were the host today, take us out.
All right. Thanks for joining. See you guys next week.
Later, guys.
Peace.